Hey, buddy, this is WTBR Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. We're going to be with you for about a half an hour. Here's what I'm going to do, though. This morning, I'm going to read the announcements last because I want to get these folks on their way. They're very busy. They're from Berkshire Theater Group. I'm so honored and privileged to have them with me today because, as all of you know, I think the world of what goes on at Berkshire Theater Group, and I don't want to go through another COVID desert, cultural desert like we've been through. And I do want to thank Nick and Sally Jo for joining us today. And we're going to talk about the season. We're going to talk about Kathy Jo's plays. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going, hopefully, grandparents and parents, kind of get wet your appetite to have your kiddos try out for the show. And they do a lot. And I just want to tell you this. There's kids who have started there at 5 or 6 years old that are now juniors, seniors in college, but are still with the program. You know my background. I'm from criminal justice. I never ran into a kid in my career that was part of a theater group, although I ran into a lot of kids that were part of gangs. So one of the things that Kathy Jo and Nick and all the people there do when a kiddo gets involved with Berkshire Theater Group, they become part of the Berkshire Theater Group family. And that's how I feel. And I don't think Kathy Jo will tell you, the one time I sang, the police were called. But I'm still part of that family, and I just can't sing. But all kidding aside, listen for auditions. I always read them on this show. There are press releases. There's all kinds of things. If you have a child that has an inkling, bring them. Let them audition. Let's see if they can do it. And then one last story, I'll get to them. I interviewed a girl one time, and she was in the Taconic Theater Group. And then she ended up at the Colonial. But she said it was the best thing that ever happened to her, because all through grammar school and middle school and the first year of high school, she was very shy, very shy. Mm-hmm. And her friends encouraged her to try out for the play, the school play. And she didn't want it. But she did. And she got a little bit of a role. And all of a sudden, she said to me, now, I attribute where I am today to that little teeny role that I started. I can meet people and be comfortable. So with that, Kathy Jo, you are, you're like a mother to a lot of kiddos, that's for sure. You're a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful teacher, because I've seen you at work.
Thank you. That is very kind of you. I very much enjoy my job. It is the kids that I work with that feed my soul. I get to do it all day long, and I'm very grateful for that. And I get to watch those kinds of transformations constantly, whether it's in the show. You know, we're working on Moana now, Moana Jr., which will go up on April 21st. And that's really exciting because we've got the little ones back in there for the first time in a while. Wow. But I also go in, I teach after, I work in the Pittsfield Public Schools in the 21st Century program after school. I teach playwriting in some of the schools in the county. And so it's an opportunity really for lots of kids to discover skill sets they didn't maybe know they had. Many of those kids continue to work in theater, sometimes through their whole high school and even college careers. Many of them do not, but they do, as you're saying, they get skill sets from that. They gain confidence, they meet friends, they form new bonds, and it allows them to do better in the other things that they do in their lives, which is lovely and wonderful to watch.
Yeah, and Nick, you know, you've been there for over 5 years now, and just it's been a difficult time for the theater. I mean, COVID certainly didn't help.
You're right.
What makes me happy is that we're back. When I say we, because I feel like I am part of that family there. I feel we are
back. You are.
Yeah, thank you.
You are, And the entire community of Pittsfield is. It's interesting because, what Keijo was talking about, it isn't what people commonly think about when they think of the Colonial Theater. I mean, I think the first things that probably come into people's minds are the shows, obviously. Right. And we've been doing those, Colin Mockery was here last weekend. We had a Carole King tribute. We've got a Huey Lewis tribute coming up. Oh, we're going to be doing a Million Dollar Quartet, a big Elvis Presley, and Jerry Lee Lewis show. Man. So I think most people think of the Colonial in terms of what a fun place to go, great shows, have a great time. But the Berkshire Theater Group, what Keijo does is such a huge and important and kind of the beating heart mission of what we do. All of this school year, beginning, back in October of last year, we've had a touring show out, thousands of kids. We're taking theater to them in the school environment with the Mary Pope Osborne mini musicals. And Keijo can talk some more about that. And of course, we're doing Moana. I know we talked a little bit earlier about how much that means to the parents. And sometimes we forget, like I mentioned that we were sitting in the theater watching the first day of rehearsal, and it suddenly occurred to me, gee, I hadn't been at a first day of rehearsal for one of our community education program shows for years, for several years. And so, but it wasn't lost on the parents who came up to Kate McGuire with all kinds of gratitude and joy and expressing it in a totally genuine and unsolicited way, not just for the kids that were in that show, but also for their older kids who had been in previous shows and were looking forward to be in future shows. So the hole that we fill in the cultural education of the greater Pittsfield area is huge, huge.
And I think so many of us, I'm the Irish mother, Saint the Irish mother, don't you? She had a saying, and it's proven true. Many.
Hopefully it wasn't malarkey.
No, that was my report card.
Okay.
She had a saying, an ill wind blows some good fate. And COVID certainly was an ill wind. But the good fate was it really showed us what the world would be like without live theater.
Right.
And that's why I think, and we had mentioned, the crowds are they want to get back.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing that. We're seeing that too. It's more robust among the younger audiences who we cater to at the Colonial with a lot of our music shows. But even the older audience that's been the kind of bread and butter of the Berkshires and Berkshire Theater Group, there was a reticence, obviously, early on, justifiable. But as the vaccines came in and vaccinations became more prevalent and people got more comfortable and they had the option of wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, whatever made them comfortable, we're seeing people getting back to normal and really enthusiastically embracing coming back to the theater.
Well, I think, what's the old saying? You don't know what you have until you lose it.
Right.
And I think the Colonial and all the other cultural events, Tanglewood and Music Barn, and people started to take them for granted. And all of a sudden now we don't have them anymore. Wait a minute. Right. What's going on here? And now people are, I think you're going to see probably one of the best, hopefully one of the best seasons you've ever had. You know, well, I certainly will do all I can to promote it. You know that.
Yeah. I mean, I hope you're right about that, Bill. We're very optimistic. Again, we were optimistic last year,
yeah,
but we got a late inning kick in the teeth,
yeah,
when COVID reared its ugly head on Dracula. So,
yeah,
you know, once burned, twice cautious, you know. However, I think we're also realistic in the sense that most professionals who look at our industry are saying, you know, while the government emergency funds are gone,
yeah,
the aftershock, the economic aftershocks are still with us, and they'll be with us for the next year or two. So
yeah.
I think you're going to see, I mean, we're, you know, pedal to the metal, but it's there are a lot of organizations that are on the knife's edge, and it's going to depend on, again, the community, like you say, redoubling their efforts to, you know, to help us through the next year or two. We're gonna present some really slam bang entertainment.
Oh yeah.
And we're standing up those education programs, but we can't do it alone.
No, and you know, thank you for this lead. And the station, as everyone knows, WTBR is Pittsfield Community Radio. And Nick, you made a very important point. And if you just bear with me for 30 seconds while I do this public service announcement. We have decided, the station, that we are going to do half-hour promos of local businesses. Now, we can't tell you to shop there or anything like that, but we can have the business tell you what they're about, what they do, because Nick just made a very important point. A lot of our local businesses, they're on the knife's edge. And we feel at Pittsfield Community Radio that we owe it to them to help them at least expose you to their business. You may not even know about it. You know, and I'm very committed to that, as the Colonial is committed to providing wonderful entertainment in a wonderful atmosphere in a beautiful venue. We are going to let local businesses tell you about themselves. And I am working on putting those programs together now. So hopefully through the month of April, we'll be putting those on a couple of days a week, just to let people know and to give our businesses an opportunity to showcase, like the Colonial is always showcased. If you haven't been in there, you need to give yourself a treat and go in. Buy a ticket. Excuse me. Attend one of the shows. If nothing else, just walk in the front door and look around. You will be awestruck. Thanks, Nick. Thanks. But
I should also thank the community too, because when you walk into that lobby, even if you've been there before, you're going to see some new things that are really generous contributions of our community and our business. We've got new flooring in our lobby garage area, courtesy of Tatro Flooring, and we've got a brand new digital donor board that's going to be very, very fun to feature stuff that's going on. So if you haven't been to the Colonial, come on down.
please, because it is a wonderful. And Nick, we're going to talk about some upcoming shows, but do yourself a treat. Go to one show, and I promise you this, it won't be your last. I'm honest. I'm telling you. And one other thing, when you go to the theater, whether it's a musical, a play, whatever, you go to the Colonial, the Unicorn, this season, pack up all your little cares and woes, put a nice bow on them, and leave them in the car. Go in and relax. I use the theater as a decompression chamber. I go, I enjoy it, because I know when I come out, those same things that were on my mind, nobody's done anything I'd be able to still worry about. But Kathy Joe, now your kiddos, how you've got young kids to teens.
I do. I have, this is we started to talk about this earlier. This is the first time since COVID that we have finally got the really young kids back into the room, 8, 9, 10 years old, kids who have never been in that space, who haven't worked with us previously. There are some veterans, if you will. It's interesting to me that, you know, 13-year-old middle school kids are our veterans.
Yeah, yeah.
So the older kids help guide the younger kids. We have some high school kids actually that are working as part of our stage management team. So that's a really fun thing that we're doing this time around. And that, so it's like layers of age groups. And it's really exciting to see how enthusiastic they are, how they're forming bonds, how they're helping one another in the process, which is also one of the themes of the show that we're working on. It's about supporting one another, you know, and so it's been very exciting. And it's been, and it also has helped me. Because when that happens, especially after so many years of not seeing those little ones, I have to really think hard and fast, because I have to go back and say, okay, they don't know. There's a whole list of words here that I use, that we use in the theater, blocking and rehearsal and things and upstage and downstage and all that. They haven't heard these words. So I have to go beat by beat and explain, here's how we do this and here's how we do that. And they seem to really enjoy learning that and really latch on to that process. So it's been very exciting and very energizing for me and for the group that we're working with. So I'm very happy about that.
And I will tell you too that Tejo is a very accomplished choreographer, playwright, and does all this. But the one thing, and I say this as a compliment, she doesn't have any connective tissue. She doesn't have any tendons or things like that. I've seen her. Excuse me. I've seen her. What was it? Oklahoma?
It was Annie.
Annie. I said, this woman, she doesn't have any. She doesn't have any ligaments or anything. She's an amazing dancer. Honest to God, an amazing dancer. And you share that talent with kids that come in there that say, I can't dance. And the next thing you know, they're dancing. I think we, as people who are committed to kiddos and to Pittsfield, we need to get behind and say to kids, wait a minute, you can do anything you put your mind to doing. You know, somewhere that's gotten lost in the big fog of whatever the fog is today. But in watching you do it, Kejo, you're like everybody's mom.
Thank you. And I'm happy to take on that title anytime. Yeah. I enjoy it very much. And they give me a lot of energy and support and keep me young. Yeah, that's it's whether it's dancing or singing or acting or moving scenery, whatever it is very exciting to watch kids realize that they can do something that they didn't know they can do. There was a little funny moment. I think Nick was there. We had our staff meeting yesterday morning. We put tables on the stage, and as we were setting up for it, I said to my friend Pete Durgan, I said, are you curious about the squares that are taped on the thing? He said, I was a little curious about that because I made them with spike tape, which is something that we use to say, this is where a piece of scenery goes. Oh. And I, you know, these little squares are like, what is this piece of scenery? It was a little nerve wracking for me. And I said, it's not a piece of scenery. It's a jazz square. And that's one of the ways that I, you know, I make this little square on the ground and I say, are you stand in this corner and the toe goes here? And then, well, the first time a kid manages a jazz square, it's like a miracle for them. They're like, oh my God, I'm a dancer. And it's, you just have to kind of, you just have to take it a step at a time. And really that's all what we all have to do with most things in our lives. But it is, there's a lot of discovery in the process for them. And that discovery is often, I can do this. Look, I can do something new. Look at what else I can do. Right. And that is what kids need the most in some ways right now is self-confidence and an understanding that they have a bigger picture in front of them and they can do things. I can do this.
I hope your folks are listening to this, grandparents, parents. Think about it for your kiddo. Now, I will also make this. It is a commitment on your part. It is a commitment to get them there.
Yes.
On time. It is a commitment to pick them up on time. Because as KJ will tell you, sometimes parents have gone grocery shopping and, oh, God, it's time to get the kid. But all kidding aside, what a wonderful way to be part of life. And I mean that.
I couldn't agree more. And what you're saying, I mean, really, the families are very supportive of their kids through this process.
Yeah.
They run lines with them. Oh. They practice things with them at home. They do bring them and pick them up and, you know, make sure they get their homework done and make sure they have snacks. And we could not do it without the support of these families. And that creates, I think, in some ways, another layer of bond among the families, you know, within the family. And that's a lovely thing too.
It also, and it runs both ways, you know, like I've heard stories of the absolute reverse. When you talk about, you know, the kind of discipline and teamwork and poise and confidence, all of which are learned in this process. There have been many parents whose kids are telling them, mom, I have to be there. Dad, I have to be there in 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Well, a kid came in one time. I was there with the security thing, and they were having a practice. And the kid came in and a dead run. He said, and I said, where you headed? He goes, I can't be late. So, I mean, that's the kind of enthusiasm that's generated when these kids get involved with the theater.
Actually, Bill, that's the kind of fear that KJO induces.
I love this. This woman, she like the old lady in the shoe. Remember that when we were kids? She's got all these kids that think she's like their circuit mom, you know?
You know, I will say, I don't actually believe in fear as a motivator. It's not the way I work. In some ways, I'm a little silly. I have a lot of fun with them and I let them teach me things. You know, last night at the end of the rehearsal, we took 10 minutes and we sat down on the floor and I said, okay, you tell me, what are we learning from this giant crab? What is our hero learning from this part of the story? And the hands went up and they started telling me, well, there, you know, he picks on Maui and it makes Maui sort of second guess himself. And then Maui has to like rise to the challenge. And I mean, the intelligent, informed, creative stuff that came out of the mouths of these kids. And it's an empowering, right? Yes, I do want them to have discipline. Yes, every once in a while, I'll say something like, are we talking backstage? There's no talking backstage. You know, I do have to get firm with them, but it's a fun firm, I like to say.
Just think how you said that. Just think now how some other people, I mean, I've been around some people, quiet back there. You know what I'm saying? And you've seen it. I mean, we've all been a victim of it. But, you know, I have to just say, to just push this a little bit further, Dr. Jake McCannis, who's now at Mount Greylock, and Superintendent Curtis, when things got tight, and Jake Eberwein, Dr. Jake Eberwein, same thing. When things got tight, they could have cut the budget for drama and band and all that. But instead, they pulled their belts tight, and they said, no, this program, these kinds of programs keep people learning and keep them in school. And I interviewed a young lady, and by golly, she was wonderful as an interviewer, way above, much more mature than her age. But she said when she was in middle school, grammar school, middle school, and then high school, the first year of high school, she was very shy, never raised her hand, stayed pretty much with herself and one or two other girlfriends. But one of those girlfriends got involved with drama. She got involved. And now I have to tell you, this young lady was mature beyond her years. I've been, Don't take this personally, Nick, because Nick knows of some of these people. I've interviewed politicians that weren't that mature, you know. But this young lady, and I say that because there's so much learning that goes on if you get your kids involved in the theater. And I have to take my hat off to a kiddo I interviewed on this program for many years. Think the world of him, Tim Jones. He's now, he started as a kid actor, I believe it's St. Joe, the great Lil Quinn. And Tim now is a, holds an equity card, which means he's part of the Actors Union. And a wonderful, wonderful actor, wonderful kid too. So there's so many, I guess what we're trying to say to you is, if you're, first of all, we want you, all of you, citizens of Berkshire County, Suffolk County, wherever you're from, to come to the Colonial and enjoy watching people perform their craft at a high, high, high level. You know, I've been to Broadway several times. I've been to the Colonial several times, and I'm going to tell you something. There's not a lot of difference, except it's a nicer
price.
It's a nice price. Yes, bright. And yeah. It's a much nicer street to walk out on when you leave.
Yeah, and much better bathrooms here.
Oh, now,
I have to just take 30 seconds before the break and talk about their bathroom. I have to tell you, I've been in nice bathrooms and swanky places. They have the nicest bathrooms you're ever going to. Please, when you go to the Colonial, use the bathroom.
No, wait. No, wait. Hey, the other thing, Bill, I think, because, you know, we're very fortunate. And I know that, you know, Disney probably makes, you know, a ton of money in, yeah, in terms of the revenue stream from doing this. But the fact that that a company like that on a large level and Mary Pope Osborne on a slightly smaller and individual level, you know, have taken the time to take some of their, you know, iconic pop cultural movies, and in her case, a book,
yeah,
whether it's Aladdin or Shrek or The Little Mermaid or Moana in this case, you know, and adapt them so that organizations like ours can get the score from them, have a production that's reduced to an hour or an hour and a half so that it can be performed by young kids, is a huge, huge plus for us in carrying out the mission.
Absolutely.
And let's face it, when and I'll say that you guys can disavow this, but I'll say it because, you know, the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent Pittsfield School Department, school committees, the mayor's office, Peter Marchetti City Council, and or the drivers driving the UCP truck or the whatever UPS truck. When the Colonial reopened, Bob and I knew Bob as Kathy did, Bob Bolin. And a bunch of folks had a vision for that, and it was the People's Theater. And last time I looked in the mirror, I'm still a person. So, with no hair. But anyhow, it opened up, and the Polish princess and I, we went to one. And I felt out of place. I went to the, you know, I wasn't dressed down. I had a sport coat or whatever. But I was underdressed. And, of course, she felt so. But long story short, it wasn't doing well. Kate McGuire came on, the lovely, as my Irish mother would say, wonderful Kate McGuire. She came on, and she is wonderful, and she's a visionary, and she brought in these folks and a bunch of others. And she made it the People's Theater for us. You can go with sneakers if you want. And how did she do that? The first acts they brought in was White from the country. What do they call that? The country, not country western.
Called it the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Blue Collar Comedy Tour, yeah. And I want to tell you, it was like old home week. I saw people there that I haven't seen since high school. Everybody was there. And it is, once again, these folks that you see sitting in front of you this morning will go back to their jobs, and they are, will continue to make it the people's theater, made for us, made for the citizens and the people of Berkshire County, Pittsfield, and anywhere else to go. And for that, we owe them. And I can't thank them enough for all that they do. And Nick, you got some a season coming up that's a blockbuster.
Well, yeah, and it's already off to the races.
Yeah.
You know, we had a wonderful tribute to Carole King a few weeks back. Colin Mockery was in the house. Speaking of comedy,
right?
And improvisational comedy, and that was a huge crowd. They had a great time.
Yeah.
We've got Max Creek coming up. We've got the Pittsfield City Jazz. We've got a Huey Lewis tribute coming up for those of you right. who like the very funny essayist for the New Yorker, David Sedaris. He'll be back in May. And guys like Bill and I, Tom Rush is going to be in the house at the end of May. So it's a wonderful, and of course, Keijo, her production of Disney's Moana is going to be up at the end of April, the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd. I mentioned, or maybe I didn't, we had a show that just rocked the house down in Stockbridge at the Little Unicorn Theater 5 or 6 years ago called Million Dollar Quartet.
Yeah.
It's Elvis and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins. And if you're into that music, and I am, then you are in for a real treat. Million Dollar Quartet is coming to the Colonial opening June 27th and going to run through mid-July. We're going to do another production with the kids, kind of a concert version of The Secret Garden, also in July. And we've got a couple of new shows that are coming, a world premiere, an autobiographical play written and performed by Christine Lottie, the great Christine Lottie, will be here in July performing a show called The Smile of Her. We've got a new play called Photograph 51, which is about the woman who discovered the double helix. She took the first photograph of the double helix, the DNA. Wonderful play, Photograph 51.
Wow.
Kate Baldwin is going to be back starring in a play that was on Broadway a couple of years ago called What the Constitution Means to Me. It's actually a co-production between us and Wham Theater. We're really looking forward to that. And then another world premiere of a new musical called On Cedar Street, which was written by Carly Simon's sister, Lucy Simon, and Carmel Dean. And it's going to be directed by Emily Mann, wonderful director. And it's an adaptation of a movie. And basically it's the story of a widow and a widower in a small town who find each other and find love. It's a sweet, wonderful new musical. And we're really looking forward to that as well. I think I mentioned, and I think it's okay to say it, right, Keijo, that, we're bringing back way at the end of the year for the holidays. Bill, I can see you're getting very excited about this.
Oh yeah.
We're bringing back a holiday tradition that we had for a decade and a half. And we're going to be doing a Christmas carol this Christmas season. Speaking of the kiddos, there's lots of them who are eager to audition for our holiday production.
You know, Nick, you made an announcement there, and I will tell you, It in so many people's lives, my son, who's now has his own kiddo, that was a part of the Christmas season for us. I can't tell you, probably could play most of the roles, you know, but
by the way, we may need you for Scrooge this year.
Well, that I could play. Trust me, there are people who put my name in for that. Believe me, starting with the boss upstairs. But I'm so happy you're doing it because I think in this life there's family. You know, I was raised in a family where there were family traditions. We did the same thing, and you thought it was boring when you were a teenager, but when I went to Vietnam and I wasn't here for those things. When I came back, I really appreciated them, and I do till today, you know. And folks, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back. We got about 10, 15 more minutes with these folks, and I'm kicking them off. But because Kate just texted me, get them back to work. And but no, seriously, these are wonderful. We got a few more minutes. Great things coming up. And when I come back, I want to tell you about the sensory friendly. Because to me, that shows the whole nucleus of the Berkshire Theater Group. They care about everybody. And they do it many ways. They special needs people are performers. And we have special performances for certain people. And I say we because I feel as though I'm part of that family. Because that's how much I think of. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 on your radio dial and also PCTV, channel 1301, on your favorite channel carrier, Spectrum. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR-FM.
It's time for the WTBR Jobs Board, supported by Hillcrest Educational Centers. Hillcrest is now offering a direct care starting salary of $21 to $24 per hour. For more information or to see open career opportunities, go to hillcrestec.org/careers. Greylock Federal Credit Union is now hiring for bilingual employees to fill multiple different positions. Salaries start at $16.50 per hour. Visit greylock.org/careers today to learn more. Greylock Federal Credit Union, equal opportunity employer. Berkshire Community College is looking for bold academic leaders who want to become part of a dynamic team. If you want to help transform the lives of their students, go to berkshirecc.edu/employment to see their available opportunities. The WTBR Jobs Board is supported by Hillcrest Educational Centers, now hiring residential direct care positions at their locations in Pittsfield, Lenox, and Great Barrington. Contact Gail at 413-499-7924, extension 113.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. You see those people there? They're from the Berkshire Theater Group. This is my secret admirer, Nick. And
Big fan. I am a big fan of Bill Sturgeon.
Yeah, and my friend, it's a lady that, I just can't say enough wonderful things about her because she is wonderful. Hey, Joe Grover, she's like a mother to hundreds of kids and me. I'm in the circle of life now. I'm back to being, well, I never did grow. But we're talking about the upcoming season, the play coming on, the kiddos play at the end of April. And I'm going to have Hey, Joe, I'm going to throw that to you.
We are doing Disney's Moana Jr. We are doing it with 42 kids from all over Berkshire County and beyond. There's some kids coming over from New York State and whatnot. It performs April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, which is the end of the school vacation week for most of us in Massachusetts. And it is a 90-minute version that has been adapted from the movie. There are differences between the movie and the stage version. Sure. And we're really excited about it. We are, I think, 3.5 weeks into rehearsal. There's kids coming in and out every night, smiling faces. to tell a story about taking care of one another, about taking care of the planet, about being brave, and about understanding your history and your home and your family and putting those things together. They're having a really good time with it. I'm having a really good time with it. And I hope that you will all come out and support them.
And I please do that. I will start announcing that every morning now in April. When I do my announcements. The other, before I forget, and these people have been very kind to me because I do forget. The Colonial Theater, Kate McGuire and the team there, they want everybody to come. And one of the things, and now I notice other places are doing it, but they started many years ago, Allison Rahilly Bales, and KJO and Nick and everybody, they have a sensory friendly performance for almost everything they put on there. And what that means is there isn't a lot of flash and bang and sudden noise or lights flashing or smoke because sensory issues, some people, autistic people, epilepsy, people with epilepsy, brain injuries, things like this can trigger a reaction. And what they do is it's the same play. Believe me, I've been to the Christmas Carol sensory friendly and the Christmas Carol nonsense. And I'll tell you what, I'll buy you a McDonald's if you can tell the difference. I'm a big spender. The two for ones. Here's a story to so that they hear it and they can share it with the people who are there working. Because sometimes when you're involved, when you're up to here in the whatever's going on, you don't see the forest through the trees. You kind of don't understand how important you are. I was at the Century Friendly. It was a young man stood up behind me. I'm going to probably early teens. He just stood there and with his mom. And one of the things they do is they tell people that kind of like a forewarning in the Christmas Carol, they would have a lamplighter come out. And the kid would say every time the guy come out, that was kind of to warn you that it was going to be a bang or a flash or something. And the kid would say, "Mom, mommy, mommy, scary guy, scary guy." So that was through the whole play. And at the end of the play, I heard the woman sobbing, crying. And I said, "Are you okay?" And she said, "I have never seen him this excited and happy." And he was hugging her. Now, you know, some of us, as my Irish mother would say, here but for the grace of God. I wanted these people to hear that, to take back and share. And I want you to hear it. Because not only do they do that for kiddos, Hey Joe and the people who are there, they have people on stage that have special needs that act, that become part of inclusion. You know, we hear all this inclusion. Just Nick said it earlier. My Irish mother would say, malarkey until you do it. And they do it. So that's my little commercial there. But if you have someone in your family or someone that you know, the club with special needs or needs wheelchairs, they're also very handicap friendly. All these things that people use to make excuses not to go, I'm taking them away. Because if you go to the Colonial, you don't have to worry about that. You really don't. And the sensory friendly, when these programs start, I will announce the sensory friendly ones. Thank you for giving me that piece of time. But now, Nick, it's hopefully everybody will be back. I think more people are coming back.
Yeah, we're seeing it. There's a lot of enthusiasm, and as you say, you know, our programming is diverse. Cool. You know, it's everything from, like I said before, Huey Lewis on the one hand to Beethoven on the other,
right?
Moana on the one hand to La Boheme,
yeah,
and everything in between, comedy, music. One thing that we've never really suffered from, at least in the 5 years I've been here, is whenever anybody comes for the first time, they come back.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're getting a lot of getting a lot of new people who are kind of discovering us for the first time. You know, we have a lot of repeat business because people love the experience, you know, regardless of what the, you know, of what's on stage.
And Nick, that's what it is. It is an experience. It's not just the, it's not just going to the play. It's going to the play in the Colonial. There's times in when, especially like musicals and stuff, I'm up, I'm looking around at the, and I've been there 100 times or more, but I always see something new. It's the restoration was spectacular. Bobby Boland has to be sitting up in heaven saying, I did a good job with that. You know,
he sure did.
He sure did. And boy, and KJ will tell you, and you know, folks, you want to talk about trying to push water uphill. Thank you to the Millers for having the vision and the foresight to keep this magnificent piece of Pittsfield. I think back, my father brought me to the train station and he said, they'll curse the day they tore this train station down, because they were tearing it down, because it was a beautiful building. And
we have a bench from that train station in our lobby.
That's right. And I sit in it. Woo, woo. but seriously, the go to the Colonial. They have everything. They, if you need special accommodations, when you're booking your tickets and with the box office, just tell them, I need special accommodations. I have a vision problem or what? I need wheelchair accommodation. They're there. I've never seen them refuse anybody.
No, and increasingly what's been happening is we've got patrons who show up early because the lobby is so big that at the bar, that patrons are coming an hour before, sitting, having a drink, chit-chatting, you know, before the show. So it becomes this whole thing, you know,
sometimes
where it's a wonderful night out.
Yeah. KJO, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, sometimes we have pre-show things that are going on in the lobby.
Yeah.
It's a very welcoming space all the way around. And you know, the people that work in the, in what we call front of house, the people that work at the concession stand and in the ticket office, they're very dedicated to their jobs and they do a really good job at accommodating everybody's needs and making people feel welcome from the minute they come through those doors.
Even Bill, when he's checking those purses, he does it with a smile.
You know what I tell them? Someone stole one of our kitchen sinks, and if I find it in your purse, you get a year's free pass. but the we would also, I think we need to say this. What a group, a wonderful group of volunteer ushers you have. They're as loyal. They've been loyal. Some of them have been there for years. Since it
Yes, including Bill Munn, who was also a huge part of that restoration effort.
Yes, he was.
One of our head ushers.
Yep. Wild Bill.
Could not function without those volunteers.
Yes.
So
they're so experienced. That's, I guess, the right that you, I've seen people come in wheelchairs with special need, and they don't miss a step. Bing, bang, bang. They're, you know what I mean? It's not like a big deal. And that's to be rewarded. And Nick and all of you, and Kate, the wonderful Kate McGuire, has built a team of inclusion for everybody, not just when you, and I say this because, and I believe this, I'm not just saying it, I feel as though I'm part of the Berkshire Theater Group family. And I think once you start going there, you look at the names of the people who have given. And one other piece before I forget, and I got it in my notes, what you've done with what was formerly the Clap House. Can you just give me 30 seconds overview of what it's on Wendell Avenue, Wendell and East? Who
it's literally right behind and adjacent to the theater on Wendell Ave. It's the old Thaddeus Clapp house. It's now the Mortimer Lloyd Artist House. But it was a mess, needless to say, 5 years ago. But it's a beautiful, historic piece of architecture just by itself. But also, more practically for us, it provides us with 9 gorgeous suites that have each one with their own kitchenette, each one with their own bathroom. So whenever we have artists who are playing at the Colonial and theater, we put them up. We can now put them up in the Clapp House, and all they have to do is walk across the Homestead parking lot, and they're at the stage door. It's incredibly convenient. And Bill, you know better than anybody, the housing prices in the Berkshires are out of control. So the investment that our Board of Trustees made in restoring that place is paying dividends every year in money that we're saving on housing.
Yeah, and 2 things I make a recommend. I probably should do this off air, but that you can get mad at me later. One is during the summer, daytime tours of the theater itself.
Yeah.
Because to me, once you get backstage and you see the people who've been there, you go, holy moly. You know, because we're, you know, Pittsfielders think, oh, it's just Pittsfield. But people who have performed on that stage, it's amazing. And the other thing, and they were doing this for a while. I forget the lady, first name was Rachel. I can't remember her last name. But she was trying to restore the Thaddeus Clapp House, but one person, money-wise. But you guys, I would rent that out for functions, the downstairs.
And we do.
Oh, good.
So it's a great opportunity for the community.
Yeah.
And we've had wedding parties in there, and and just going back to the Colonial, which is 120 years old this year, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, George M. Cohen played on that stage.
Yeah.
The Ziegfeld Follies played on that stage. Will Rogers, you know, UB Blake.
Ron Philip Sousa.
Yeah.
My father, God rest his soul, told me that he saw Will Rogers on the Colonial stage. So, but I was just thinking, because when I go back there, and I've been back there a lot, I'm in awe of the spirits that are in there.
Yeah.
And that's what I call them, because if you're a young actor, K-Joe's kiddos and or others, you go back there and you just stop for a moment and just be quiet and look around. I think you'll hear those spirits. And going forward, hey, you guys have been terrific. Nick, just do me a favor. Would you get the restraining order lifted so I can go back in for the season? You know,
you own the Colonial. Are you kidding me?
No. I wish. All I can tell you is, thank you for this. Thank you both, and tell everybody there. You know, I love everybody there. Thank them, because K-Joe and Nick, you were right. Sometimes when you're in the midst of the battle, you don't see the rewards. And all I will tell you is, from Big Mike and Scout, is Scout still there?
Scout is.
Oh, brother, he's my idol. But when people are greeted there, you are welcome. They're not from the ushers to Kate McGuire to Nick to everybody. They welcome you to be in this venue, and they want you to have a good time, relax. And one last thing, don't forget to use the bathrooms, because they're spectacular.
Best guys, in be the well world. Out.
God bless.
Best in the world. Not just best in the Berkshires, best in the world.
In the world. And believe me, I've been all over the world. They're way better than the ones we had in Vietnam. But anyhow, I do want to thank you so much. Have a wonderful season. Have Amy get me the stuff. I'll read it with the announcements.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, guys. God bless. Take care of each other. and I tell everybody this. Why? Think about it. Really think about it. Each other. That's all we have. If you really think about it, the world isn't just about you. See you, kids. All right, folks, I'm going to read you these announcements. And hey, Joe, I'll be seeing you. Coming up, the egg scramble. I'm going to say egg extravaganza, April the 8th. They're doing a wonderful job with this in that they've got it so the big kids don't bully the little kids or whatever. But 10:30, the kids 9, 10 and 11-year-olds. 10:40, the 7 and 8-year-olds. 10:55, the 5 and 6-year-olds. 11:10, the 4-year-olds. And 11:25, the 2 and 3-year-olds. Coming up, and these helped send the Irish dancers and the violinist and the fiddlers and the guitarist to Ballinagh, Ireland for their 300th anniversary. And they've got some fundraisers. Let me just tell you when. You only have 2 days to get your shirts from 413shirt.com. They're special, and they're raising money for the – if you buy a shirt – they'll do it. You can call 413-281-5292. On April 4th, Applebee's Dining to Donate. They will be from 4 to 9 p.m. The hand of flyer available on our website. Your server at Applebee's will donate 15%. Panera Dining to Donate, April the 18th. That 4 to 8 p.m., Panera will do it. And they, if you order to take out, you in the code, you put FUND for you. That's for checkout online. And they're going to be donating 20%. And on April the 23rd, they will be at Walmart dancing in front of the Walmart for the kiddos to show off their talents. Coming up, Matthew Tucker out at PCTV will be running again the training session. For more information, you can call Matthew at 413-445-4234, extension 0121. And that will be a wonderful experience if you want to find out how to do things. And that, I believe, will be starting May the 4th. So there you go, all set and ready to go. Wellness Day, excuse me, Wellness Day, BCC Physical Therapist Assistant Club. They're going to be having a Wellness Day on Saturday, April 22nd. If you want to be part of it, you be a sponsor or get involved, you can contact Dr. Michelle Darrow at 413-236-4525. I'm sorry. 413-236-4225. Thank you for listening in today. I can tell you that, one last one. This is an important one, too. This is a great group of people. It's the Unico, May the 5th, 6 p.m., the Sip and Support, Pittsfield Unico. It's really a wonderful thing. It will be a proprietor's lodge at 6. Doors open at 6. Sampling, excuse me. Sampling 7 and 9 and the event 6 to 12. All right. God bless. Take care of each other. Really and truly. Each other. That's all that we have. And right now, there's a lot of people who need just a nice smile or a hello or a telephone call or a visit. Be well. Talk to you soon. Thank you for being so loyal. Bye-bye. Bye.